With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Last night, the Emmy Awards, lots of winners. Game of Thrones won Best Drama Series. Matthew Rhys won for Best Actor in a Drama Series for The Americans. Peter Dinklage won for Game of Thrones for Best Supporting Actor.
Again.
Deserving.
Oh, does he win every year?
Not every year, but he won once before.
Best Actor in a Comedy Series, Bill Hader for Barry.
Oh, Gavin, you love that show.
I've never watched it, but the commercials are great.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, I watched the whole season.
It's good.
I watched the whole season based on I thought you told me it was a great show.
How is it?
Great show!
I thought this was interesting. For the first time since Happy Days, Henry Winkler was nominated and this time won for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for Barry. He was nominated because he was the Fonz like way back in the day for Happy Days. That was the only time he was ever nominated for an Emmy. So congratulations to him. So,
He's so funny.
But the big news that came out of the Emmys last night was the fact that a marriage proposal happened on stage live during the Emmy Awards itself. Who's this guy, Gavin?
Oh, don't ask me stuff like that.
He's a director.
And he was, his name is, here it comes,
wow.
Glenn Weiss.
And what is he director of? Do you know? Does it say?
He won director of a variety show. So I don't know what he won for.
Okay, here's a clip.
I'm really grateful to be here, but it's bittersweet. The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. This is the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago. And to my sisters and brothers, I didn't swipe it. Dad knows I have it, okay? Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
That was great.
I mean,
thank you to the Academy. Thank you, everybody.
This guy making a room full of Hollywood actresses swoon and cry.
Swoon with his long hair.
He looks like Ben Franklin, by the way.
He looks exactly like Ben Franklin. By the way, he directs award shows.
Oh.
Like the Academy Awards. Ever heard of them?
Okay. How about that?
Listen, this is obviously like the sweetest story in the world, and I was glued to it on Twitter last night. But for the wrong reasons.
I know.
Because it made me mad and bitter.
It made me think of you. Whenever I see great proposals, I think of Katie. Automatically think of Katie and just how she's somewhere out there. Just seething. Just so, she's happy for them, but
of
then
course.
She hates them a little bit too.
Rain, I don't know if I've ever told you this.
You have.
Wow. Gabe, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've been married twice and never been proposed to. And that is a heartbreak I don't think I can ever get over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Because if everything goes as planned, it's just never going to happen for me. Because I don't plan on divorcing my husband.
Right.
So there's not going to be somebody else down the road that's going to get to. And it's not like, I need people to understand something. It's not like nobody got down on one knee or did some sort of grand proposal gesture. I am saying nobody's ever said the worst to me. Will you marry me?
So remind me real fast on how Mike did it.
So we had gone ring shopping And like months prior, we had decided on the ring that he would eventually get me. He's smart enough to know that we should like do it together. And then I had been fired from my job one day. And he came in and I was sitting at our computer desk at the house and put his hands on my shoulder and he goes, "You want to go get your ring?" And I went, "Yeah." And then,
oh my God.
And then we went in and then I put the ring on. That was pretty much it.
Huh.
So romantic.
Yeah.
And the first one?
I was pregnant. So it was,
man. Listen, not everybody can have an award-winning boyfriend
sure.
that does it during an award speech, which right. makes me think of if he didn't win, what was his plan?
Right.
I thought of that too.
But not everybody can have that.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken me sitting on the counter in my kitchen, mm-hmm. him getting down on one knee proposal.
Right. Why do you have to be sitting on the counter?
I'm just painting a scenario.
Oh,
okay.
She doesn't have chairs.
Oh, okay.
No,
got
I'm trying to show how casual it could be.
Did you want to get married because you wanted chairs in the kitchen?
I had chairs in the kitchen.
She just wanted to be asked.
I'm trying to show you how like it didn't have to be a thing. It could be like us literally hanging out.
Now, here's something you can still have a little bit of hope for.
Okay.
Is that maybe, because this isn't the first time this has happened, your husband, Mike, listens to this show, and he knows that you're unhappy that you were never proposed to. So maybe, like, one day he'll do a proposal to ask if you would like to renew your vows.
Oh, there you go.
But we all know that's not going to happen.
I mean, Gavin, we know that's not going to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.